CD 2. Track 1. Module 5. Listening 2. Page 79. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about books that made an impression on them. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what led each speaker to read their book. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H why each speaker particularly appreciated their book. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
So many people said to me, "Oh, you must read it," but I just never got around to it. Even though a leather-bound edition took pride of place in my parents' bookcase at home, and I'd done a literature degree. I guess we concentrated on other periods. Even the supposedly impressive film version had passed me by. Eventually, someone put forward the idea of reading and re-evaluating it at a reading circle I'd joined. So I picked up a second-hand copy and made a start. And what a fantastic read it is. Such insight into motivation and thought processes, together with amazing descriptive detail and a gradually unfolding plot that keeps you on tenterhooks. Brilliant.
As a philosophy undergraduate, I do read widely, but when I want a break from coursework, there's nothing better than a detective novel by a Sicilian writer I've discovered. I was introduced to him through reader comments posted on an online bookstore. The stories are full of quirky detail, and one thing that shines through, even in translation, is his subtle ironic touch. Whether that's apparent in the film version, I couldn't say, but I guess there's plenty of scope for fantastic background detail in the architecture and landscape. I've recommended him to friends and family, who are also enthusiastic, so I might suggest one as Book of the Month in a local reading club I belong to.
Although it may seem daunting at 1,000 pages plus, if you only read one book this year, make it this timeless classic. What blew me away was the beautiful prose. It's intricate, poetic and flowing, and transports you into a fantasy world that's somehow totally credible. There's also that funny mixture of almost fairy tale characters set against the battle between good and evil. I was browsing in a second-hand bookshop and was drawn to the cover illustration. I had to have it, even though it was beyond my budget. When my parents surprised me with an e-book reader on my birthday, I downloaded this one straight away and have started it all over again.
You could call me an eclectic reader, but the one genre that I find a real turn-off is prize-winning modern novels. However do they get chosen? To be honest, I enjoy books that both entertain and inform, rather than the sort with dynamic plot lines that seem destined to get turned into blockbuster movies. And I belong to a reading group where I can discuss interesting books with like-minded people. A book that stands out for me is one that my cousin put me onto. A true story, it throws light on transformations taking place in China during the last century. It was a real eye-opener, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the group thought of it.
Although I usually expect to be entertained, even amused, by the books I read, nothing's inspired me like the one I've just read about extremes of human endeavour. It was given to me by a friend who doesn't usually bother about my birthday, and it describes various incredible people who had the courage and foresight to set out against all the odds to find out about distant cultures and landscapes at first hand, long before the days of modern technology. Behind all these accounts is the idea that anything's possible, which has really fired my imagination. It's not the sort of thing you ever come across browsing in a bookshop or online, but it deserves a much wider readership.
So many people said to me, "Oh, you must read it," but I just never got around to it. Even though a leather-bound edition took pride of place in my parents' bookcase at home, and I'd done a literature degree. I guess we concentrated on other periods. Even the supposedly impressive film version had passed me by. Eventually, someone put forward the idea of reading and re-evaluating it at a reading circle I'd joined. So I picked up a second-hand copy and made a start. And what a fantastic read it is. Such insight into motivation and thought processes, together with amazing descriptive detail and a gradually unfolding plot that keeps you on tenterhooks. Brilliant.
As a philosophy undergraduate, I do read widely, but when I want a break from coursework, there's nothing better than a detective novel by a Sicilian writer I've discovered. I was introduced to him through reader comments posted on an online bookstore. The stories are full of quirky detail, and one thing that shines through, even in translation, is his subtle ironic touch. Whether that's apparent in the film version, I couldn't say, but I guess there's plenty of scope for fantastic background detail in the architecture and landscape. I've recommended him to friends and family, who are also enthusiastic, so I might suggest one as Book of the Month in a local reading club I belong to.
Although it may seem daunting at 1,000 pages plus, if you only read one book this year, make it this timeless classic. What blew me away was the beautiful prose. It's intricate, poetic and flowing, and transports you into a fantasy world that's somehow totally credible. There's also that funny mixture of almost fairy tale characters set against the battle between good and evil. I was browsing in a second-hand bookshop and was drawn to the cover illustration. I had to have it, even though it was beyond my budget. When my parents surprised me with an e-book reader on my birthday, I downloaded this one straight away and have started it all over again.
You could call me an eclectic reader, but the one genre that I find a real turn-off is prize-winning modern novels. However do they get chosen? To be honest, I enjoy books that both entertain and inform, rather than the sort with dynamic plot lines that seem destined to get turned into blockbuster movies. And I belong to a reading group where I can discuss interesting books with like-minded people. A book that stands out for me is one that my cousin put me onto. A true story, it throws light on transformations taking place in China during the last century. It was a real eye-opener, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the group thought of it.
Although I usually expect to be entertained, even amused, by the books I read, nothing's inspired me like the one I've just read about extremes of human endeavour. It was given to me by a friend who doesn't usually bother about my birthday, and it describes various incredible people who had the courage and foresight to set out against all the odds to find out about distant cultures and landscapes at first hand, long before the days of modern technology. Behind all these accounts is the idea that anything's possible, which has really fired my imagination. It's not the sort of thing you ever come across browsing in a bookshop or online, but it deserves a much wider readership.
Track 2.